True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is a daily tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. Coming up, we decide who deserves the award for Monday MVP, and each of us will cast our votes. Before we get to that, let's check in down in Baton Rouge, since we were talking college football in the previous segment, and Arch Manning. So LSU, as we know, beat Florida on Saturday night, 20-10. And when it was over, Brian Kelly, Tigers head coach, steps to the podium. First question he was asked, he was not pleased with it.
Stop. Really? Is that the first question? We won the game 20-10. Try another question. What do you want me to tell you? I just laid it out for you. We played the game to win the game. We played the game to win the game.
All right. How about third down then? What is going on with third down?
One game. Last game, we were great on third down. You're looking at this from the wrong perspective. LSU won the football game. Won the game. I don't know what you want from me. What do you want? You want us to win 70-0 against Florida to keep you happy?
No, I think people want to know why you can't run the ball, quite honestly.
We can run the ball. Did you see the last play of the game? That's all you need. You just need one. There's a ridiculous questions. And I'm getting tired of it. That football team just worked their tail off to get an SEC win, and you want to know what's wrong. You know what? You're spoiled. You're spoiled. This team is 17-1 at night. 17-1. Give them some respect. How about that? Give them some respect instead of micro-analyzing every little thing. This is ridiculous. For a group of seasoned reporters, that kind of question is so out of line.
That's from WBRZ2 Sports. I don't think the question was out of line, but I certainly think that we talk about this all the time. If you're talking to a coach or a player, you don't lead with this question. This is something late in the press conference. If you're curious about third downs, you don't watch LSU get an SEC dub at night. They win by 10. Of course, not everything's perfect ever. And then ask about third downs, your first question out of the box. So I have to say, I understand why Brian Kelly was frustrated here.
Yeah, it's a cold day in hell, because I actually agree with Brian Kelly here.
I know.
Because listen, this guy didn't only double down, he tripled down. Like, he kept going after Brian Kelly. He's like, well, then how come you couldn't run the ball? Like, <"Whoa."
laughs> you're doing.
Like, the guy just won a game. I think Brian Kelly certainly has something to stand on here, because you open the press conference by saying, hey, great win. How'd it feel? You do the softballs. And then five questions later, maybe you get into the minutia. Maybe you start nitpicking, is the word that I think Brian Kelly was looking for there. But I also think that if you're somebody who plays on LSU, if you're one of the players, and you see this, I think this is a rallying moment, you know, where you're like, hey, our coach is sticking up for us. It's nice to see some fire for our head coach and demanding some respect to be put on our name. So I am not somebody who finds Brian Kelly ever likable or relatable, but in this moment, he was both of those things.
I mean, it's always funny to see Brian Kelly just like lose it. Like he always looks like he's about one question away from losing it. But I understand this is one game. It's an SEC game, and say what you want to about Florida. I mean, from a numbers perspective, they covered the number. Like, what do you want? It's still an SEC battle. And if you gambled on your team, you won. So I get it where you're saying like, dude, we got a dub. We continue to play well. And the first question, I mean, the fact that the reporter continued to ask, like at the end, if he had said something like, so still no answer about third down, right? I mean, Brian Kelly probably would have started swinging. Like, are you serious? Like at that point, just take a step back, man. I don't know what was going on. But LSU looks really good right now. And throughout the season, there are always going to be things upon which you have to improve. You know, that's just the way it goes. Mm-hmm. I mean, no team just has it all figured out early. You never really figure everything out. But, I mean, as much as it must be a pressure cooker living in that bubble and knowing that everyone expects you to win every week and going into this season with the pressure to win the season open and they finally got that dub, it's like, man, we're undefeated right now, okay? We're undefeated. Mm-hmm. We beat Clemson. We got an SEC dub. Why are you asking me about third down? I kind of get it.
Yeah, and especially, like, you want to protect your guys as well because, like, do you really want the headline coming after this game that your players are going to see and people are tagging them on social medias, LSU can't run the ball, major problems in Baton Rouge? No! Like, how about some positivity? You know, for a team that we knew that this was going to be, you know, a big season for Brian Kelly because he does appear to have all the pieces this year. But winning in the SEC is extremely tough. Mm-hmm. And listen, like, you're not going to beat people 70-0. You're just not, unless you're like the Detroit Lions playing the Bears. but it's just one of those things where he is right here, and I do think that he responded to this correctly, and they can use this as bulletin board material. If they're not there to, like, you know, thump the other team, they're there to prove their own beat writers wrong.
Yep, you're absolutely right about that. Oh, well, all right. Brian Kelly, maybe the award for coaching MVP, but on the field, let's pick a winner of the weekend.
Here are your nominees for Monday MVP.
MVP! MVP! MVP!
MVP. Ah, I'm so mad because I picked my MVP yesterday and I didn't put it in the rundown. I just got absent-minded, and it's the same one as Double D's. So I had to switch it up this morning. And I'm going with Jared Goff, quarterback of the Lions.
We're down at 8. Goff going deep. Williams, touchdown!
We were just talking about this last week. One of the questions posed on this show, called courtesy of Fox, by the way, is, hey, is Jared Goff a good quarterback without a stellar offensive coordinator? And what does he do?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Game two without Ben Johnson, career high, 5 touchdowns, no picks. Lions rack up more than 500 yards of total offense against a good Bears defense. So he was balling yesterday. Jared Goff, MVP.
Ooh, in the NFL. All right, so I'm going to the college ranks for my MVP Monday candidate today. Jenks, I know you're going to love this, but it is a Texas A&M guy. But listen, one of the wildest games over the weekend belonged to Texas A&M. And so for me, my nomination is Marcel Reed.
Fourth in the game. Reed, rush comes. Reed pumps, fires. It is caught. Nate Borkature brings it in.
What a massive play to seal the game for Texas A&M in a huge, massive road win over number 8 Notre Dame. And for me, I like to pick MVP candidates that also have like a narrative attached to them because, you know, it's great to have a performance in a single game that looks really good on the stat sheet. But I think it's different when it changes a narrative because, Jenks, you know this more than anybody. Texas A&M in these huge moments has crumbled most of the time over the last 10 years or so. In fact, you know, they've had one 10-win season since 1998, and that's been back when Johnny Manziel was running things, you know, in College Station. And so I feel like this is a game that Texas A&M needed mentally to get over the hump. You know, so I think as a program, this was a massive win, and Marcel Reed was the guy to lead them to the promised land, at least in this game. So I'm going to go Marcel Reed.
All right. I'm going to go with Aiden Burr, kicker, Georgia Tech.
On this from 55. The snap is off. It is on the way. It's got the distance.
Aiden Burr hits career-long 55-yard kick to beat number 12 Clemson in the final seconds, breaking Clemson's 9-game winning streak against Georgia Tech.
Nice. Then what do you got?
Yeah.
I'm going back to the NFL. I'm going with Ja'Marr Chase. We talked about Joe Burrow getting hurt, and the Bengals did exactly what they should when their quarterback goes down. You get the backup in, throw to number one, and good things are going to happen. 14 catches, 165 yards, and a touchdown en route to them beating the Jacksonville Jaguars and coming back against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So I'm going with Ja'Marr Chase.
Ooh. I feel like we had a lot of great fantasy performers in the NFL. Like, I was looking at the slate in the first window because we had, like, 15 games in the first window, it felt like. And we had, I think, 8 of the 9 games, at least one team scored 30 points. Like, we had a bunch of scoring, and we had a bunch of crooked numbers. Like, how many yards did Russell Wilson throw for? 450 yards? Yeah. If the Giants would have won the game over the Cowboys, he would have been in my MVP.
I mean, that Cowboys-Giants game was awesome, by the way. Like, it started off, you didn't know it was going to go down, and then all of a sudden it just turned into an absolute banger. I have to say, good call on Aiden Burr, Double D. Man, I had him in. And the fact that he hit that field goal after they did the whole fire drill, you know, under 20 seconds to play, and then, you know, the offense runs off the field, the special teams unit runs on the field, and then to line up in that moment, I didn't realize they had been practicing that play at Georgia Tech, but there's no way they practiced that with the guy getting ready to kick a 55-yard field goal. You know what I mean? So I kind of love that.
Oh, yeah. That to me was maybe my favorite game of the weekend, although there were great games all weekend long. But yeah, watching Debo just go, uh-oh, was fun. It's fun.
Yeah, I can't wait to. That's a guy I want to hear from. I can't wait to hear his press conference over the next few weeks or this week, because you know Dabo's going to have some absolute jewels after this start to the season. You know what's coming.
He was built in the name, image, and likeness of Jesus Christ, but I think Jesus had more wins. So we'll see, you know, if Dabo can right the ship. But yeah, we had some great games, Jenks. College football was wild over the weekend, and I was going to that wedding, so like I was trying to box score check a lot of things. But again, everybody's watching the Tennessee game. Tell you what, not the MVP of the weekend. What were they up? Like 21-7?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They scored on their first three possessions. And we're going to talk about this game. I mean, it was unbelievable. That was probably, I was going to say game of the weekend, probably the game of the weekend. But, man, we had so many great finishes. Like, you could make a debate for a lot of different games. You could make a debate for Clemson-Georgia Tech. You could make a debate for or make a case for Texas A&M and Notre Dame. Like, this is why we love this time of year, because you get into, you know, you really get into the season, and then it's just, you'll have a weekend like this where it's just so many great games, and it's hard to pick one that was the best. And we're going to do that next. Mm-hmm. Huge upsets in the sport over the weekend. Which ones mattered the most? That's coming up next on the Daily Tip. Hour two on the way on the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.